Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I believe your English will improve today. Do you believe it? Good. Well, how much do you care about keeping the environment clean? Have you ever seen trash in rivers, lakes, or oceans? Guys, that makes me very sad. The title of today's lesson is Vacuums for the Sea. So we're going to learn, of course, what a vacuum is, and we're also going to learn about vacuums for the sea. Well, there seems to be a great solution for pollution in the ocean. So today we'll learn about two different products that hope to make a difference. The first is Sea Vacs, and the second is Sea Bins. All right, I think these are making a great difference, or at least they have the potential to. Let's begin our lesson now.
Vacuums for the Sea. A new way to clear garbage out of the ocean. Every day, people throw away plastic products. These sometimes end up in the ocean and kill sea creatures that eat them. But there is a new way to get garbage out of the ocean. People can clean the seas the way they clean their homes, with a vacuum. Robots called sea vacs are being developed to sail the ocean hunting for trash. When they find garbage, they will suck it up using a pump.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 product 这个名词。Product 是指产品，例如 All our products and prices are listed in this catalog. 我们所有的产品跟价格都列在这份目录中。Product 也指产物或结果，例如 The high unemployment rate is a product of the long-term recession. 高失业率是长期经济衰退的结果。它的动词是 produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E, 意思是产生或制作。例如 Napa Valley produces lots of wine for export each year. 纳帕山谷每年都生产许多红酒以供外销。接下来我们看的是 suck, 这个动词。suck 是指抽吸或卷入。例如 The salesperson claims this vacuum sucks up not only dust, but also dust mites.业务员宣称这部吸尘器不仅可以吸灰尘，还可以吸出尘螨。Suck 也可以指吸吮，例如 The baby was lying quietly in her crib sucking her thumb. 这个婴儿安安静静地躺在婴儿床里面吸着大拇指。
Gabe, what are you doing?
Can't you see I'm cleaning the room? I'm vacuuming the studio.
But why are you vacuuming the studio? We have a lesson to teach.
I realize that, but there was a little bit of dust on the ground, so I wanted to vacuum and make it a little bit cleaner.
So,
well, bless you. Sorry that there's dust in the air.
Yeah,
that's true. Sometimes when you use a vacuum cleaner, it could kick up dust into the air. Well, this is kind of an appropriate thing to have in the studio for
Gabe,
our lesson today.
Gabe, I just realized that our lesson is called Vacuums for the Sea. Well, and that's why you have a vacuum cleaner.
Well, actually, yeah, this is a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually what we call a vacuum. We could call it a vacuum or a vacuum cleaner. You know, this word could be a verb as well, a vacuum. So, for example, I'm vacuuming the room. That's what I was doing.
You were vacuuming the room with a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, actually, that reminds me. As a kid, every Saturday, I used to have to vacuum the entire house because we have carpet and little dust and things and get stuck on the carpet. I had to vacuum.
It's true. It is a chore that could take some time. Do you ever have to vacuum your room or the house, friends? Well, we continue here. A new way to clear garbage out of the ocean. So our lesson is, unfortunately, about garbage in the ocean. But there's a good solution. And we have something good to learn with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud about the difference between garbage and trash. Let's join them now.
Careful.
We call the things we throw away garbage, but what about trash, rubbish, litter, and refuse? Do they all refer to garbage?
These words are often used interchangeably, but there are instances where they are not synonymous. Take, for example, garbage and trash. Garbage, strictly speaking, is something totally useless, like waste from the kitchen, which is wet and smelly. You just throw it away. Trash, on the other hand, is things like paper and packaging or dry materials that could still be useful for somebody else. The material collected when somebody cleans out their attic is trash.
Okay, here's another difference between American and British usages. What Americans call garbage, the British call rubbish. British people throw away rubbish, while Americans throw away garbage and trash. Okay, Ken, what about litter?
Now, litter is a little different. While garbage and rubbish are household waste, litter refers to small things such as cans, bottles, and paper that people discard and leave lying on the streets and in other public places.
Right, and that's why we sometimes see signs in public places that say, "Do not litter."
And finally, refuse. Note the pronunciation. It's spelled the same as refuse, but when it's referring to waste, it should be pronounced refuse.
Now, refuse is seldom used in everyday conversations, but if you're ever looking for a formal word for rubbish, garbage, or trash, refuse would be a good word to use.
Garbage, trash, rubbish, litter, refuse, 这些字都可以指垃圾，它们的定义也有重叠的地方。若是一定要做一个区分，我们可以说 garbage 是毫无用途，百分之百的垃圾，像来自厨房又湿又臭的垃圾，那就是 garbage。Trash 是干的可回收的废弃物。Rubbish 呢也是垃圾，但那是英式英文，美国人很少会用这个字。Litter 是随手乱丢的小体积的垃圾，像瓶罐啦、纸屑、果皮。Litter 也可以当动词用，像在公共场所有时候会看到 do not litter 的标示，意思就是不要乱丢垃圾。垃圾还有 refuse 这个字，注意在这里的发音不能够读 refuse， 当名词要读 refuse。 Refuse 是一个比较正式的用字，中文应该翻译成废弃物，一般日常的绘画是很少用到的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So remember, friends, to throw your refuse away in the proper place. We continue here. Every day, people throw away plastic products. These sometimes end up in the ocean and kill sea creatures that eat them. All right, let's take a look at that little phrase there, end up. So no matter what happens with something, in the end, where is that thing? You could say that thing ended up there.
That's right, and it reminds me of this example. A lot of food on the table will probably end up in the garbage. That means that a lot of that food won't be eaten, but rather thrown away.
And I don't like to buy little souvenirs, 纪念品, much anymore because they usually end up in the trash. People throw them away. Well, friends, we do have something to learn here today with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out. Ta. Ta.
One, two, three, four. Vacuums for the sea. They help to keep the oceans clean. today we're learning about vacuums, but they're very special vacuums. They're not for your living room. No, you heard us sing. They're vacuums for the sea. That's right. They suck up all that garbage. They're great for the sea.
Vacuums for the sea. They help to keep the oceans clean. Vacuums for the sea. They help to keep the oceans clean.
You know one other cool thing about vacuums?
What's that?
Is that they suck. Whoa. Hold on a second, Ben. You can't. I know I said it earlier, but you really shouldn't say suck like that here.
Well,
at...
it's actually a vocabulary word today. It means, let me explain it to you. Let me show it to you.
Okay.
See, vacuums suck like this.
Oh, they suck like a straw.
Like a straw. Like, here, let's try it out. Like this. Yeah. I'm so glad that vacuums are able to suck up all the dirty stuff in our ocean.
That's true. And you know what, Ben? A really good vacuum sucks.
That's right.
Vacuums for the sea, they suck. They help to keep the ocean clean. Vacuums for the sea, they suck. They help to keep the ocean clean.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. Did you know that tens of thousands of sea creatures die every year because of plastic trash in the sea? In fact, there's a place in the Pacific Ocean called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and that is twice the size of the area of France and 10 meters deep, full of garbage, full of plastic that sea creatures, including big whales, they go through, they eat this garbage, and some of them even die. That's true, and it's sad. Well, something is being done about this. People are creating vacuums for the sea, and these vacuums will help to get this garbage out. I think we still have a long way to go and a lot more to learn today, so let's get started.
Vacuums for the sea. The machines come equipped with sensors to detect living creatures. That way, the machines avoid harming them because they shut off or frighten the animals away. SeaVax isn't on the ocean yet, but a smaller ocean vacuum is already in use. SeaBins, invented by Peter Seglinski and Andrew Turton, are floating containers that collect garbage. A pump on the shore carries water into the container. Any garbage that enters is caught in a bag. Water just flows out. These vacuums can help to clean up the oceans, but it's best not to put garbage in them in the first place.
OK, 继续我们看的是 equip 这个动词。equip 是指装上装备或者是持有某种配备。例如 007's car is always equipped with top-notch devices. 007的车子总是有最高端的装备。或者是 the training is to equip the soldiers with the best combat skills. 这个训练是让士兵们具备最佳的战斗技巧。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 equipment， 意思是设备或装备，是一个不可数名词。例如 camping equipment 就是指露营配备。最后我们看的是 container 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 contain contain 容纳这个动词，所以 container 就是指容器。例如 the fish were stored in special containers for shipping，这种鱼是被放在特殊的容器中来运送的。Container 也指货柜。例如 ,It took the dock workers a whole morning to unload all the containers from the ship. 码头工人花了一整个早上的时间把这艘船上的货柜卸下来。And now let's go back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. So in this section, we learned about sea vacs, and now we're learning about sea bins, which are floating containers that collect garbage. And right now, we have a video which will show you what these sea bins look like.
Majority of my childhood was always within the water. There's nothing worse than being out there surrounded by plastic.
I was a product designer in another life, and it was my job to make plastic products. And after a while I realised that we didn't need the stuff that I was making, and so I stopped. I met Andrew and he told me about this project and it just clicked. For me, the project was amazing. We could have a better time at the beach because we're not swimming in plastic and pollution anymore. We'd even eat better because the fish are healthier. Marinas, ports and yacht clubs is the perfect place for the sea bin. There's no massive ocean storms. It's a controlled environment. It catches everything floating in the water. Plastic bottles, paper, oil, fuel and detergent. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Another good thing with the location of the sea bin is that people can see what we're catching, what they're swimming in. It's been a big change in our life. We quit our jobs, we've taken all our money, and we're putting our heart and souls into making this happen. One of our goals is to make the sea bin from our own plastics to create another sea bin to capture more. It's a domino effect. The second goal is to create a world where we don't need the sea bins. Imagine that. We have a pollution-free ocean for our future generations.
Well, that is good to know. I'm glad there are things like sea bins out there, and hopefully one day soon even sea vacs will be in operation on the ocean. This is great. Okay, so there are sea bins that are in a lot of different marinas around the world collecting plastic and other kinds of garbage in those areas.
That's right, and it's kind of cool because garbage that enters is caught in a bag and then water just flows out. Well, we read in our lesson, these vacuums can help to clean up the oceans.
clean up, everybody everywhere. Clean up. Everybody do your share.
Gabe, brings me back to my childhood. We used to have to sing that song in children's church to clean up all the toys on the ground.
And my mom made us, well, she taught us that song so that we would enjoy cleaning up our rooms and cleaning up the house. So let's sing it again, Rebecca.
Here, okay.
It's very easy, friends. It's like this.
Clean up,
everybody everywhere.
Clean up.
Everybody do your share. Yeah, very easy. And it encourages people to clean up. Don't just leave your mess lying around the floor. Clean it up.
So this is probably something I would tell my niece and nephew. Now, Audrey and Adrian, you cannot have your cookie until you clean up your room. Gotta put all the toys back. Or make sure, my mom used to tell me this. Rebecca, make sure you clean up the kitchen after you finish cooking.
Yes. If you take it out, put it back. If you have messed it up, clean it up. Friends, we are on the last sentence or the last paragraph in our lesson here where we read, these vacuums can help to clean up the oceans. And we read the last sentence, but it's best not to put garbage in them in the first place. I agree. So just don't litter to begin with.
That's right. And that's another way that you can say this to begin with, in the first place or to begin with. Here is another example. You know, my shirt shrank after I washed it, but you know, it was actually a little too small in the first place.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it did shrink after you washed it, But in the first place, it was small. Well, friends, we read here, it's best not to put garbage in the oceans in the first place. Then you don't even have to have things like sea bins or sea vacs to vacuum out those pieces of trash.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what time it is?
Yeah, what?
It's time for us to review with something funny. Review skit.
I need something funny right
now.
Yeah,
but seriously.
Seriously.
Time to throw this plastic bottle away.
What did you say?
I said it's time to throw this plastic bottle away.
No! Oh, it happens every day.
What happens every day?
People throw away plastic products.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, sometimes the plastic products end up in the ocean. They kill sea creatures that eat them.
Oh, people should clean the seas the way we clean our homes.
Huh?
With a vacuum.
Well, actually, robots are being developed for that right now.
What? A vacuum cleaner robot?
Exactly. It's called SeaVax. It sails the ocean, hunting for trash.
And when it finds trash?
It sucks it up, using a pump.
What about living creatures? Are they sucked up too?
No. The machines come equipped with sensors to detect living things.
So the machine shuts off.
Or frightens the creatures away.
So SeaVax is cleaning the ocean.
Well, it's not on the ocean yet, but smaller cleaners are.
Oh, that's great.
Sea bins are helping too.
Sea bins?
Yeah, floating containers that collect garbage.
Hmm.
Garbage that enters is caught in a bag.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But there's a better way to keep the oceans clean.
Really? What's that?
Don't throw garbage in the ocean in the first place.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you put this in the trash where it belongs?
Well, friends, I'm glad they're doing something about the pollution in mm-hmm. the sea. And remember, a good vacuum sucks.
Right. Well, friends, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Goodbye. Wait,